Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf, your sponsor, Loi Nishmas. I'm Yaakov Shalom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vov. The Mishnah in the Tav Amud Aleph says that when the Eidim had to speak about Megadef, but someone who curses Klapi Malo, they used the word Yoisi, Yakeh Yoisi Es Yoisi, referring to the name of Hashem. Instead of saying the name of Hashem, they used the name Yoisi. Now Rashi explains that the name Yoisi, why is Yoisi? It is four letters, and the numeric value of Yossi is Elohim, 86. And that's why he used Dafka this name. The Rama, and the Yad Rama over here, he has a different girso. Instead of Yossi, he says Yoiso with a hay in the end. And he explains that Yoiso has Yud, Vav, and Hay, which is three letters, which represent all the letters of Shem Yud Kivavke, because Yud Kivavke is Yud Kei Vav Kei. So he's saying Hey twice. So then all the letters that you have in the name is Yud, Vav, and Hey. That's all there. And he brings the gears of Rashi that says Yoisi, and he says the reason is because if you take the Yud, the Vav, and the Yud in Yoisi, that's a numeric value of 26, which is the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, why you have a Samech, according to both explanations? So says the Rama, the reason you have a Samech, because Samech means simin. Meaning telling you, we're not saying the name of Hashem itself, it's only a simen for the name of Hashem. And this, Rav Yosef Engel brings in Gilyoni HaShas and Gidin Daf Lamed Vav, that's another proof that the letter Samech represents simen. As you see over here, the Rama says, Samech represents simen. The Ritvaz in Shuvah and Chilek Chay, Simen Kuf Chofei, also speaks about it. And he also mentions this idea that the reason we say Yoiso, is we're saying the use of the Rama, is because you have the Yud, K, and Vav in this letter, which is the three letters represents all the letters of the name Yud, K, Vav, K. And he says the letter Samech is really a Chaf and a Vav combined together. So Chaf and a Vav together, what's Chavav? 26, the gematria, the numeric value of the name Yud, K, Vav, K. So says the Ritvaz, all this leads us to, all these simonim, is to tell you that the only name that you have on is Yud, K, Vav, K. Because Yud Kei Vav Kei is the numeric value 26. That is the Yud, the Hey, and the Vav. But not anything else. And he questions, therefore, the Rambam and Perek Beis, Meilchus Avodah Zarah, that says that you have not only a Yud Kei Vav Kei, but you have also an Abnos, Aleph Dal Nun Yud. So he says, from what we're learning, that you need to have Shem HaFeirish. Shem HaFeirish is only Yud Kei Vav Kei. And to understand what the Rambam says, the Rizkarov here, the spot, explains that the way the Rambam learns the name Adnos is not that when you have Yud Kei Vav Kei, you can read Yud Kei Vav Kei. So instead of reading Yud Kei Vav Kei, we say Adnos instead. And it's just a random name that you put on the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Rizkarov learns that the way the Rambam says Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way we read it, is Adnos, meaning the same way you have Kri and Ksiv. When you have a Kri and Ksiv, means you have a Ksiv, that's the way it's written. But you read that ksiv in a different way. It's the way you pronunciate this word. So according to the Rambam, Adnos is not just a random or a standalone name. Adnos is the way we are able to read Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's how we connect to that name. So because it's part of Yud Kei Vav Kei, if Yud Kei Vav Kei, a person is chavon and mitzad, the fact that he is doing a noikiv shame, so Adnos is also part of it, and that may be the explanation here in the Rambam. Al Kulponim, the name Yoisi or Yoisa mentioned in the Mishnah refers to Shem HaMefayrish. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list or what to go, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.